Gonna do like a mic test so I'm not like
Holy
right here and I don't
crab.
sound crazy.
That was like right in my ear. What is wrong with you?
Oh,
we're
you
on.
You got the hat and everything.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking. We're legit.
That's fabulous.
All right.
Wonderful.
You clapping us in again?
Today. I already did.
I know, but then there was the whole.
Yeah, once you get the clap, you got the clap.
That's
all I'm saying.
We're on. All right. Welcome to Real Estate Makes Us Drink, everybody. I'm Brian Quinlan from Daniels Real Estate.
I'm Brian Quinlan from Daniels Real Estate.
You wish you were.
Brad Nickum, Nest Mortgage.
You would have been golfing today.
Exactly. Working so
instead,
hard.
That's right. All right. Well, we're glad you're here. Thanks for coming to another episode.
I don't want to bug you, but we have a guest.
We do. Ma'am, please tell the folks at home who you are.
I am Nancy Stainbrook with Mosquito and Pest Authority.
Excellent. And you are...
Buggy pun.
I know. You are the second Mosquito and Pest Authority person we have had on, and you are friends with Alyssa.
I am.
All right. And so thank you for coming on.
You're
as
welcome.
We are
Thanks
entering,
for having-
you know, we're here in early May
bug
and
season.
Certainly bug season. I'm sure it's probably already been going on for a bit now, but I'm assuming you're pretty busy right now.
We are. We are very busy with the rain that we got.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely the bugs are out.
I want to say thanks for stepping away from all the daily bug murder that has to go on today. We're glad you're here.
It's a good point. I heard on the news yesterday that this was the sixth wettest April on record in Indianapolis, which definitely showed up in my neighborhood. So anyway,
I live on Brandywine
Creek
in Shelby County. And I think it was one of the highest, like the level of the crest when we had the flooding.
Yeah.
In like 90 years or something.
Jeez.
Like that.
Mother Nature should be satisfied.
As she should. All right, Brad, what are you drinking today, buddy?
Well, I'm really excited about these. This is Robofino.
Dance floor.
Tequila Partida.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. What?
Robofino.
Roblefina?
Roblefina.
There's an L in there, bro.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Fino at the end.
Fino, yeah.
Roblefino.
This is Roblefino.
Thank you.
Tequila Partida. And this is an amazing tequila that they put together, very traditional, but then aged in American whiskey bottles and then aged in Macallan Scotch bottles that held sherry.
Are you on Do Not Disturb again? Because we're getting disturbed.
Fortunately, you can't hear those.
Okay, good.
So this is a lot of editing you have right here in this little piece.
No, it's fine. As far as basic bottles go, those are fancy bottles.
Oh, these are etched. I mean, these are engraved bottles. This is the real deal. And I'm interviewing some people from the Partida Distillery here in a couple of days. And I picked up some Partida so I'd have some. I went to the store and bought some so I'd have some for the video.
You paid for tequila?
I do, yeah. I still pay for it.
The bottles look like they're wearing like the lariat ties. You know, like the
Absolutely.
Ties in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like throwbacks.
And the cork was like, it weighs like 11
pounds.
It's pretty amazing.
It's an empty cork.
The bottles are beautiful and I've tasted the tequila and it's ridiculous. It's good.
Well, fantastic.
What are you drinking?
Over here, we have 37 Special out of Terre Haute, Indiana, Terre Haute Brewing Company. Let's see. Vintage Lager, breaking the law since 1837. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
You know, they opened for 38 Special back in the 80s.
That's pretty, pretty funny. What are you drinking, Nancy? Because I know you said there's an alcohol issue, and that's okay. Allergy. Anyways, I don't want to make it sound like you're an alcoholic or anything.
That
did not come out correctly. So what's in your fancy cup?
So I think I hit my alcohol threshold a while ago, and my body just doesn't metabolize it very well anymore. So I've switched over to those Recess drinks. The brand is called Recess.
Oh.
It's one of those mushrooms.
She's doing shrooms, dude.
What the what?
Yeah, she's doing shrooms.
I mean, I've had a THC seltzer. Is that
There is no THC in this. I haven't gone to that level yet.
It's shrooms.
But yeah,
sometime during the show, she may all of a sudden just be going,
dude. Yeah, if you look like you're zoned out, we'll know what's happening over there. All right, well, cheers to you.
You see that bug?
Buddy.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers to you and your plastic cup.
Cheers to the shrooms.
Yeah. It's a glass with plastic over it.
Blood orange is the flavor.
Oh, all right. That's good stuff.
My flavor is tequila. You should taste that one, actually.
That's, oh, I know. Really stupid. I know. It's tequila. All right, Nancy. So how long have you been in the pest business?
Since 2017. My okay. husband bought me the franchise.
Birthday present?
you could actually call it a push present because I had my son. I was 8 months pregnant when I went through training in Hickory, North Carolina.
Like, honey, it's bugging me that you're at home.
Yep. Yeah. I had just left our family business and he said, I know you're not going to be happy being a stay at home mom exclusively. Because I just had to be doing something else. So
I bought you a business for you to kill bugs.
To run. You know, actually, the words literally that he used was when he was describing it to one of his friends, he said, it's like I have a $1 million combine sitting in the barn and I'm not using it.
Oh, okay.
He said, so I went and got her a franchise.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the analogy that he used.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming there was some sort of discussion prior to him telling you he bought the business.
Yes.
And what on earth made you think, you know what? I like to kill bugs for a living.
Well, I actually am the one that gets bit the most often. He doesn't.
Okay. And is he a part of your business?
Yes. Okay. Very much. Very much.
He's the guy that goes out to see if there's anything there still. And they cover him in honey and they run him in naked. And then if he gets bit, they got to go back and respray.
That was the guy running around my front yard?
Yeah, I had that same guy. He got stuck in the fence. That's I had to pull him out.
Not in a million. I don't think he would do that.
Brad would.
I can see that.
If it would bug you, I would.
That's excellent. I'm sorry. We're completely derailing your answer.
No, so we went through franchise training when I was 8 months pregnant and in 2017 and learned as we went. And started buying up a couple more territories after that. And then I got into General Pest. We bought into the Pest Authority franchise brand last year. So then we added General Pest Control onto our services. So
is that for like, say, Jehovah's Witnesses? They're pesty when they come on your property. Can you get
that is
them?
Not on the list.
No. Yeah.
What is on the list of pest? Because obviously you're a mosquito company. What pests do you all take care of?
So we do everything from spiders, earwigs.
Mortgage people.
Someone mute his microphone?
I can't. I have that close.
He muted it. Did you mute yourself? We can't do termites yet because I don't have my license.
Oh, come on.
I know.
I heard that's a real underground job anyway.
You would think that.
I would.
We're here all day,
yes,
Nancy.
Yes. yeah, so
okay, how about like because I actually had someone who was just asking about termites. Moles, mice, rats, that kind
of
stuff.
Yep, I can do all that. Okay. Birds. That falls under structural. So there's Indiana has several categories for pests and what you can be certified in. And that is all done through Indiana Office of State Chemists. The only thing that isn't regulated by them is wildlife. So if you have raccoons or
bats.
Squirrels or something like that, you have to get that permitted through DNR.
Like if you have a skunk, you have to go to DNR to get a skunk removed. What about birds? Is birds in that category?
You know what? I think birds falls under wildlife. I don't think it falls under structural.
That makes
but,
sense.
But that's a good question.
I have a beautiful magnolia tree in the front there, and you don't find those in Indiana.
No, you don't. There's a special species. In fact, I just saw at the Indiana Flower and Patio Show.
Yep.
They had one on display because I've been after Tim to get
one.
See
that one out there?
I didn't. I need to check it out because I want one.
It's the shivering magnolia tree.
Ooh, so thanks a lot.
Lots of birds live in those.
Yeah.
And that's right at my bedroom window. And at 4:45.
Well, you're awake anyway.
There's a bird that goes all the way until I get up and leave. And I would like somebody to kill it.
Just that one.
Well, and if one comes back, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. And that's going to be hard to find a nest in that tree. Mm. I feel like.
You shake the bottom of it. They all fall.
Well, it's a shaking, what did you call it?
It's because it's in the cold areas, it's a shivering magnet.
Okay. Yeah. I gotcha. We had talked about this pre-show a little bit. What does it take to become a franchisee within Mosquito Authority?
So you go to what we would refer to as headquarters. It's Mainline Brands is the company.
Where's headquarters?
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Do you physically have to go there?
No. You can call them.
Do they have a lot of fly swatters there?
No, they don't. No.
Yeah. That's what I pictured.
In fact, the building that we get trained in, we are like, this would be an awesome training ground because they had like, they leased the building, but they had like flies everywhere during our pest training. We're like, guys, come
Brad,
on. Can we
Brad's
take
got
care
quite
of this?
The fly trap out here in his yard, I've heard.
Not yet. It hasn't showed up yet.
It's coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've gotten our fly traps before.
Oh, yeah.
Alyssa.
Yeah. Alyssa came back one time because it was full in like 4 days. And she
said, so smelly.
She's like, I've never seen this many flies,
but they're
not
so
at
effective.
A horse ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But our neighbor has chickens.
Yep.
So we think they're chicken flies.
Yep.
Hmm. Okay.
We've got chickens and cows, and we use the traps at our house.
Yeah.
So we go to North Carolina. We talk to the people at what company?
Mainline Brand.
Mainline Brand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Continue.
And they offer three different franchise brands. So Pest Authority, Mosquito Authority, and Fitness Machine Technicians.
The Fat Authority.
Huh. All right. All right. And so you're from Shelbyville?
Yes.
Okay.
And, well, I live in Shelbyville right now. I'm originally from really Greenfield.
Okay.
Or so, East Side, if you really want to go.
East Side, yeah.
That far back.
You are living in Shelbyville.
Yes.
I would assume your thought was, I would like to service Shelbyville because, well, hell, I live here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that location? How does that branch out? Because you're big, because I'm on the south side of Indy and you came to me. So obviously you're more than just Shelbyville.
Yep. We bought some additional territory. So when we bought a hometown territory, what they call a hometown territory. It's smaller.
Is that literally like your hometown or yes. just like it's
yep.
small?
Like you live there.
Gotcha.
It's a smaller territory.
Hometown.
Gosh. Time to clarify for the people.
We started out in 2017 with that. And then I think it was 2020 when we bought Southside.
Okay.
Because there's some bugs on the south side.
We do.
And then we shortly after that, we bought Noblesville and Westfield.
Oh, damn.
Wait a minute. They have bugs in Noblesville and Westfield?
Oh, yes.
Surprisingly.
Wow. I had no idea.
Noblesville is such an interesting mix of you know, you've got the nice restaurants, you've got the shopping, like Hamilton Town Center.
Right.
And then you've got country folk still.
Mm. Oh, so you got bougie bugs and then normal bugs.
Yes.
Well, and in Westfield, the Shamrocks, they attract bugs.
Whereas in Shelby Tucky.
Shamrocks?
That's their high school mascot. Come on.
Westfield? Oh, it is, isn't it?
It is.
I thought it was like the leprechauns, but
nope.
No.
They're the Shamrocks.
Okay.
But the Lucky Charms carry the Shamrocks, right?
That's just a cathedral.
Oh. Mm. That's right, because they're more like
they're the
Notre island. Dame.
Yeah, they totally stole Notre Dame's logo.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know
that's
how they get away nice. With that.
They're affiliated. They're Catholic.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
So I'm right?
Yeah, I disagree. As a Catholic, I disagree.
Oh, you're Catholic.
Oh yeah.
They
stole that straight from Notre Dame. But
that's not a Catholic school?
What? Cathedral?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's like in the
I
name,
mean, you
right?
can't just steal their logo. Well, apparently you can.
I would think
cathedral
I would think there's probably a conversation somewhere, maybe Pope Jr.
Maybe
and they said or you can have it.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm non-denominational. We don't like trademark the cross.
This is
well,
true.
I mean, Cathedral had the C with like the Indiana logo in the middle that the Colts wound up using. And I believe there was a law
scuffle
issue with that. Yeah.
Really?
Skerfuffle.
A skerfuffle?
Wow. We are clearly off topic here.
I just came up with a really bad religion joke, but I'll keep that.
All right. Keep it to yourself, buddy. Let's see. What else do we need to know? So, okay. You came to my house because I had wasps that
yes.
I thought were living in like under the shingles at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were. And you said, well, they're paper wasps, which I had never heard that term before. So, we're going to start there. How is a paper wasp different from other wasps? Because you kind of blew it off like, oh, they're just paper wasps. Like, they're not a big deal, which it is a big deal to me. So what are paper wasps?
But I sprayed them.
You absolutely did.
And they
didn't
come back,
no,
right?
You did a great job.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to get there. So
oddly enough, he has no paper in his house anymore.
what are paper wasps?
It's the nest they build.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, as opposed to a mud dauber.
Okay.
In the name.
They daub the mud.
They do? All right. So
what's a paper
if I'm looking in the like corner of, I don't know, like my front porch and I see what appears to be a nest.
Yep. The little circular.
Okay.
Like, and they, it, like it attaches at like a certain, one like a point. One little point.
Yes.
And
right.
They
is that, that's branch the, out from that's the paper wasp?
Yes.
Okay.
Do they sting you?
They can.
I would
yeah.
imagine so. Which is my next question? Cause you said something to me that day that was fascinating. You said, okay, so we're going to go ahead. I'm going to leave this invoice for you right now. And then I'm going to go put my suit on because they recognize faces. And so I'm going to suit up. And when I'm done, I'm just going to get in my car and I'm going to leave. They recognize faces?
For a short period of time, they can.
That is fascinating to me. Like, would like the swarm, like I'm picturing a cartoon. I'm picturing a cartoon, you know, with a hornet's nest that is just everybody comes out and now they're tracking you.
Thought bubble.
Right.
Well, they're paper wasps aren't going to swarm.
No, they will not swarm. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Brian, your Indianapolis realtor. If you are looking to buy or sell a house in the Indy area, I'm your guy. If you're coming from out of state, want to make a move to the Indy area, I'm your guy. Check out the show notes for a link. We can get in touch and get you started. Thanks for watching. Now back to the show.
So, and you said
you can fact check me on that, but they okay. don't swarm.
No one on the show fact checks anything. when you say for a short time, like what kind of short time are we talking?
I think it's 1 to 3 days.
No,
I think so.
So when I'm swatting these suckers on my back porch.
Go hide.
Hey, right? I feel like now I need to. Apparently, I'm hiding inside now for the next few days.
Yes.
Holy cow. And do they kind of follow your face as in we're coming after that dude? He's the guy who tried
to swat
us?
Territorial. So they're just trying to defend their home.
Their little paper house. Their little paper palace.
Mm-hmm. The paper palace. Do paper wasps have a queen such as like a swarm of bees do and they all follow the queen?
No.
Okay.
They're
all individual?
The name escapes me right now, but like they're different from bees. They don't have, they're not community. Oh. They're like singular.
Yeah.
And I know.
Like sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all independent.
Yep.
Working together to build the paper nest.
Yep. So they mate and then they'll lay their eggs in the little cells that they build.
How many eggs are they laying in my corner of my front porch?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have what they call a surface level knowledge.
That's okay. Yeah. It's way more than us. You could make shit up and we would not know.
If you want to know more about pests, I would go to the Bug Barn at Purdue University.
Oh.
It was fascinating.
Really?
They have bed bugs in there that they were experimenting with, like how long they live. And they had a certain like dish of bed bugs that they didn't feed for a year and they were still alive.
So if
they go, they can go dormant.
Do you all take care of bed bugs?
Yes. I actually just did a bed bug job last week.
Sadly, we had bed bugs at our house several years ago and it sucked.
Yeah. I actually have so we're trying to beef up our Instagram account, and I just did a video on bed bugs and like travel tips for bed bugs.
Good. Okay. Yeah. About travel.
Yep.
Over to Europe. So.
So don't store your suitcase in your room.
Oh, I've seen something.
You keep your suitcase in the car?
Actually, I've seen something on TikTok. You should put it in your bathtub.
In your hotel room.
Yeah.
Yes. Do that. But then when you get home, a lot of people, the first thing they do is
bring it in, right there at the laundry room. Yeah.
Laundry room is fine.
Oh,
bring
okay.
it in your bedroom.
Okay. Good to know.
All your clothes right away.
Y'all need to change where you're traveling to.
No,
like Mexico doesn't have them. Please.
Everywhere has them.
I have not.
Every
had
hotel any. Will have them. You can't, like, that's why regular inspections from a reputable pest control company are essential for hotels because they can't control who's bringing them in and who's not. Bed bugs easily. Don't discriminate.
They do not.
Bet you don't find them in first class very often.
Bet you do.
I mean, I would say statistically, that's probably true.
You know, they don't discriminate. I do okay financially, and we had bed bugs at our house. So
you obviously brought somebody over that did not.
Apparently. Do you travel? for work?
He's a realtor, so no. I actually think my son brought them home from like YMCA summer camp.
Okay. Oh,
that sounds absolutely possible.
I was thinking like conventions or something. You guys go to conventions.
Yeah, we do, but that actually at the time I was a teacher, so that had nothing to do with it. But I mean, I guess I could have brought them home.
You were a teacher.
I was.
Yeah.
Where
Center Grove?
Oh, Center Grove.
Mm-hmm. Math. He was a math teacher.
Yeah. That's correct.
Math.
I was.
I hate math.
Well, a lot of people do, but it's part of our lives. Actually, it's part of your
life. My sister-in-law was a math teacher.
No way. Mm-hmm. Where at?
Oak Landon.
Oh,
that's close by here.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. She left that position a while ago, but
so did I. Five years.
Yeah, she got a calculator
and ChatGPT. All right. Well, let's take a short break for some shots.
Are you doing shrooms?
I'm not sure Nancy's participating, but we will be right back.
Summer's here. Crack open a cold sunlight cream ale from Sun King, or mix it up with WeMac, Osiris, or a seasonal like Playhard. 4 indie taproom locations, or find it wherever you grab your beer. Sun King, Indiana brewed, summer approved.
Welcome back.
Where'd we go?
Checking messages, and because Nancy is not the alcoholic that Brad and I are.
Nose on that?
Well, your nose, I think, literally touched it. Old Smoky Moonshine, some beach, because Brad allowed me to choose, and he finally had one in the fridge. So here we go, buddy.
And it's summertime.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
And your mushroom
drink
yet again.
Take this bottle, head down to Geist Beach.
Pay $20 for parking.
Sounds delightful.
Swim in rich people's toilet.
So good. So good. All right, Nancy. So as we are now in early May,
really early May.
Right. What type of, I guess, treatments should people be thinking about as we're hopefully getting into now warmer weather for their yards? And we're going to have you be a little closer to that. So what kind of things should they be thinking about getting set up?
Definitely mosquito treatments. You want to get on top of them because they're laying eggs right now.
Are they
in the water?
Temperature specific?
Yes.
Okay.
So when it gets 60 degrees consistently or above, they will be active.
If overnight's in the 40s and 50s, does that?
They just hide.
Not? Oh, they do. Okay.
They just won't come out.
Okay.
And funny enough, mosquito eggs can overwinter just fine. It doesn't matter how cold it gets. All they need is some moisture to reactivate. So you can have mosquitoes lay eggs in your yard in the fall and they can go dormant. And then they just need some moisture to start to develop again.
What?
Great.
And she said they were not moisture twice.
I am not afraid of that word. Awesome. I know people don't like that word, but
I like
actually, I think moist. More people are more afraid of the word moist than moisture.
Moist.
But either way, I'm not afraid. But I ain't afraid. All right. So mosquitoes. What else?
Ants. Ants can swarm, too. Did you know that?
I
just knew they came over on holiday.
No, that I do recognize there are times of year where I do start to see ants around like my dog food.
But they swarm?
Come into the pantry area.
You kick their nest?
That's how they reproduce. So they'll swarm in the spring to go lay in, like start a nest somewhere else.
You guys do it.
I don't know. I'm telling you, this is about to be the Nancy and Brian show because I'm kicking his ass out. All right.
And termites swarm as well.
What though?
What does it mean to swarm?
It means they grow their wings.
Wait a minute. Okay, so
ants are growing wings.
All the ants I know are like either coming to holidays or smalling, walking around our floor.
Smokes what?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are we talking like the monkeys from the Wizard of Oz here? Like I've never seen
all ants.
There's
grow
ants.
Wings?
Oh, yeah. There are monkeys in the Wizard of Oz that have wings.
They have wings.
They're flying monkeys.
They're flying monkeys.
Yeah.
All ants have wings?
No.
Okay.
There's a certain like reproductive track that they will follow for. So that specific track of ant will grow wings and swarm and create another nest somewhere.
Because we have those big carpenter ants.
Yeah.
And if those things got wings, that would be scary.
Yeah. Well, they generally do it. You know, in the woods or something, like you're not going to notice. But you'll notice if they come out in your house, if they decide to come out indoors, then people freak out. I mean, rightfully so. Yep. And then termites can do that.
First of all, I'd be like, what? What happened to evolution?
Yes.
Huh. All right. Next, so
it tells me that flies do it on the ground.
All right, so ants, you started talking about termites before we interrupted.
Termites can swarm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's
I knew
really,
they flew.
So if you have a house that has termites, they can find an opening because termites will stay in their mud tubes, right? They need to have moisture.
Oh, okay.
Moisture.
To survive. But when they swarm, they need to travel somewhere. So they'll come out of a mud tube and swarm and then try to start another nest somewhere. Mud and tube. Sometimes that nest could be your.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, that sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we hit mosquitoes, termites. Ants, termites. What else?
I mean, everything reproduces in spring, right? So like spiders.
How about that
chipmunk
that doesn't sting you? That's the
bumblebee.
That's the size of a
size of a golf ball.
Big carpenter bees.
Yeah.
Bumblebees, carpenter bees eat your wood.
Yeah.
Yep. We treat those.
We have those treated here all the time.
Yep.
But I was told those do not sting you.
No.
Hmm.
Fascinating.
It would suck to be born a bee that couldn't sting.
Is it?
I got a bee sting.
I would imagine like you get stung a lot.
No, not too much. We did what we call a honeybee cutout job. So a cutout job is when the honeybees make a nest inside of your house somewhere, and then you have to cut the hive out.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite messy. This poor couple.
Are you going after the queen to?
That's the idea.
They all follow. Yeah, okay.
We didn't find the queen, but I'm sure in all the clean out that we did, we probably got her. So we want to conserve the honeybees as much as we possibly can. So we went in and cut all the comb out and everything and put it in some swarm traps and then took it back to our house and put it in a hive. So we're hoping that hive has survived the move and things like that. So that was just on Monday.
So you grow honey?
Next time you could call Moose for Less. Damn. Really help out moving things.
Do you have hives in your house where you get honey? Cool. What do you do with the honey? Sell it or?
So we actually haven't harvested any yet. We caught a swarm a year ago.
Well, that's what they put on the guy that runs around to see if there's any bugs left in the house.
That's poor Tim.
So we caught a swarm this time last year, and you're not really supposed to take honey for like the first year because they're establishing the hive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because so a swarm is they don't have a hive, right? Like they're wanting to go make another hive somewhere else. On Monday, we actually took apart a hive and like relocated it. So there's a difference. I mean, we still destroyed the hive that they had. So I probably wouldn't take any of their honey either because they need that to rebuild. So probably next year we'll probably be able to harvest honey.
Fascinating.
Yep.
Other items. Spider season? Is it always spider season?
It's always spider season. I would say the changing of the seasons, you'll probably see them a bit more, but it's always spider season. Yeah.
Spider town.
What's the most dangerous spider we have in our area?
Brown recluse.
Mm. Yep, I've heard that.
You ever met one of those?
I think I have seen one before, but you know, I don't like spiders.
Hmm.
But aren't they the original mosquito authority?
The spiders?
For real, they eat the mosquitoes, right?
They do. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And those dragonfly things, those eat mosquitoes too, right?
They do. Bats eat mosquitoes.
Bats do.
But the rate at which mosquitoes reproduce, you would have to be overrun with spiders to get them to protect your home.
And overrun with spiders does not sound
or bats.
Bats are cool.
You would have to build bat houses all around your home in order to even make a dent.
Oh,
in the rate at which mosquitoes produce.
Good grief.
We have bats.
We do too.
Do we?
Yeah, at night.
Oh yeah, if you just look up, you'll see them.
Do you have hats for bats?
We don't have hats for bats, but we do.
That's warm.
Our lights, you know, look like the 4th of July back there, and the bats are just flying around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. You missed the movie line. That's okay.
Yeah, well, like the line, Major the League. Lights that people get too, like the zapper light.
Don't work.
No.
No?
No.
Hmm. About any of the citronella candles, that kind of shit?
If you had maybe 10 of them.
No. Okay.
We do have a product. Did Alyssa tell you about our Thermacell Live system?
Is that like this?
What are you doing? Oh, the Thermacell. Okay.
So, yes, that it's the same company. That is kind of like the residential version.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have a commercial version?
Well, I deemed it the commercial version. Okay. It's like that on steroids.
Ooh.
And it is controlled by an app on your phone. And it is a the treatment is like not aerosol. What do you call it when it goes up into the air?
Aerosol.
It billows up. Aerosol's like spray up, sure. Right?
Yeah.
Alyssa's probably gonna kill me for not knowing the correct term.
I'm not sure she watches this show.
It flatulates up into the sky.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, so for 6 hours, it's like on a 6 hour timer.
Every guy would buy one too if it went.
For real, I feel like I would.
Sans sound effects.
Can we have sound effects? Because Brad's in.
Why don't you write into Thermacell? Can you please build this into?
We
your
would
system?
Like ours really to like. Flatulate.
Right,
every like few minutes while we're watching.
Excellent.
But it creates a. Like a 20-foot dome around each
exciting.
node.
How much are these things? How much do they cost?
They're kind of expensive. I want to say they're like $1,600 a system.
That's a little more expensive than what I was thinking.
Yeah, but a lot of the franchises are doing like a rental program to make it more affordable. But they're really good
Alyssa?
Around pools.
That could be a sponsorship.
Yes. Some of the franchisees are making them mobile. So if you have like an RV or a boat and you want to be able to take the system with you.
That's where I see it work well.
Yes.
Because honestly, when you guys, we pay for the full service.
Yeah.
And we don't have mosquitoes. We have flies still. Flies, I don't know. For some reason, we have a lot of flies here.
Your fly trap gets full.
It is. It's moving. Full. Like they just fill up. But, I wouldn't need it here,
right?
You know, around the pool. But like, if we were in the motorhome somewhere, that would be really awesome. That's what we had these for. We would have like 8 of them around.
First, you need a motorhome.
We're looking.
Yeah, they're more powerful than the ones that you can buy at hardware stores.
Now, that being said, I have one of these at my house. These are pretty solid. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's the same product.
Thermacell.
But if you carried like if you had a holster and just kept it on you all day,
they do. They make those for hunters.
For sure.
Yeah.
And see, golfers.
That's a great idea. That's a second great idea that somebody had already came up with that I came up with.
Well, you're late again.
Yep, sorry.
Okay. Ticks become a thing.
Yes.
And are they already a thing?
They are on the rise in Indiana.
Okay.
Yes. And they carry Lyme. They can carry Lyme. Not every single one of them carries Lyme. Can. And Lyme disease is horrible.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not a good one to get.
Yep.
Sounds like bad things.
Really, anything that starts with something and ends with disease usually isn't a good one.
Even something as benign as Lyme disease, not spelled that way, but.
You don't spell L-I-M-E?
No.
You do not.
L-Y.
It's got a Y in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man. They should have put a P in front of it.
There might be. All right. So in terms of like services that you offer, I know you can have like a one time, I'm going to come out and spray your yard for mosquitoes, but you also have a regular, I think it's called a 360 or something like
that. Barrier 360.
Yes.
That's our quarterly treatment.
Yeah, I was going to say, talk about those.
So Barrier 360 covers house ants, like your general, the small ones, not the carpenter ants, but like the smaller ones.
Not the flying ones?
No.
Okay.
They could be flying. Yeah.
That's the best part about this show.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just going to walk right now looking for them.
I want to find Brad and Isaac's expression when you said fly, the wing sprout.
Video of flying ants.
Oh, please do.
So it does house ants, spiders, earwigs, silverfish. Did you know silverfish was a bug?
I don't know what an earwig is.
I believe that I do, only because, you know, I've looked at your shit before. But Brad doesn't.
Is it earwig, that really expensive grocery store?
Now? Earwig. You just don't want those crawling in your ear. It's fine. Yeah,
no. It's like you go to the spa and they put the little water in there and it's
not. You mainly find them in people that wear wigs?
No.
Earwig, I don't know how to even describe what it looks
like.
But
it's like a long, slender bug.
There you go.
Black.
Almost like a centipede, but not so much.
Mm, yeah.
Because they have legs, but not like a thousand of them.
Yeah. They only have four. Yeah. They're not very mobile.
Correct. Actually, they're pretty quick.
I want to say, I don't know if it's six or eight. Mm. I want to say six.
Okay.
Again, surface level knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Well, hey, you're not keeping them. You're killing them. So.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Actually, that was a question I had. No.
Do you ever feel first bad want when you to finish?
No, that was not.
No.
So your service, you were talking about what y'all take care of, and how often do y'all come out to take care of that?
So the Barrier 360 service is quarterly. And then if you get that service regularly, then you get a discount on anything that you might need for like a one-time service. So if you do get bed bugs, if you do need a termite treatment, which those are really expensive, if you've got termite problems, it's so much better to get termite bait stations installed and do a preemptive treatment for termites. Because if they do infest your home, then you're talking thousands and thousands possibly in a treatment.
And set 2x4s around the yard.
They do. Yeah. Try and track them to the other wood.
Put them to the other wood.
Correct. Okay. So
isn't there a monthly service too?
So the mosquito service is every 21 days.
Okay. That's what we get.
Yeah. And then
they also get like any of my other bugs too.
That go the phases of the moon?
No, but
it's 28 days,
but okay. The moon phases is a thing.
I
did not believe in that.
Go to a classroom.
But my husband has proved me wrong. Our moods are affected by the moon.
Yep.
I mean,
and he is a werewolf, right?
He could be an animal.
Go be a classroom teacher on a full moon day.
Yeah.
It's
I believe that.
Fucking bonkers.
Would you rather be a state trooper or a teacher?
Oh my goodness.
I'm not sure I want it. Actually, I'll say teacher because at least I'm dealing with children.
Right.
Yeah.
Trooper, though, at least you're armed.
Well, there is that, but so might the other person be.
True that.
Okay, so you're at your house and you see some spiders or a colony of ants start marching around your dog food or whatever. Are you quick to grab some spray and kill them, or are you the person who's like, you know what, let's relocate said spider to the yard?
I am not a relocator.
Okay.
Would you relocate a spider to the yard?
Hey, you know what? Some people are like, I want to.
I do. And I respect this. Those people, and I will work with those. If that is what you want. And actually, Alyssa is a lot more crunchy than I am when it comes to that kind of thing. So she is very quick to offer like the all natural and everything.
Very nice.
I am expanding my knowledge and my customer base in the all natural space.
That's like taking a thief to a sanctuary city. I'm sorry, I'm crunching it.
Yeah. But no, they some people are like that, and that's fine. And I want to work with those people. If that's, I mean, it's your home, and if that's what you want to do, like
if you catch a mouse and let it out, it's just coming back inside.
Most likely,
it depends.
Unless you relocated.
She
to
knows
the
stuff about. She has surface level knowledge about the mice. Do you gotta put them to a place they ain't coming back?
If you have one in your house, do you have only one?
No.
Yeah, that's right.
No. And the nest is usually within 300 feet, if not in your home.
Yeah. And how many times can they make babies a year?
That's a good question.
I think it's six times.
Surface level.
Like
okay. So
it's with mice.
I believe going back in time, you said 2017 is when you got into this biz?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you keep account of how many bugs you've killed?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, like 31 billion.
I don't know.
That's awesome. Okay. So prior to 2017, you were not the bug chick.
No, I was not.
What did you do before this?
I worked for my parents. Nice. They own a company called Evans Time. At the time they had.
Are they still with us?
Huh? Oh, yes.
You seem relatively young, so I would assume your parents are still around.
41.
Hello,
42 this month,
did
actually.
May what?
My great-grandfather in 1934 started a company that was a time clock reseller. So he sold time clocks and maintained them for the businesses around Indianapolis.
I need to know
still
what
do this?
Clock. Oh, like a punch clock, like in a workplace?
Punch clock.
Okay.
Also, they did time stamps. Are you guys old enough to remember time stamps in like mail rooms and processing?
I remember what song was on when you were born.
1983. What was the top hit in 1983?
1983, top hit. It was probably a Thriller song, a Michael Jackson song.
Yeah.
I mean, 1984, Thriller was the number one album, and it came out in 1993. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So
I was drinking then.
Do your parents still own this time company?
Yes, they do.
In 2025, that shocks me that would
but
still
they,
be
a... But they don't sell time clocks anymore.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So it shifted from time clocks to parking systems. So the gate arms that are attached to like a fee computer in a parking booth and the pay and lane machines. Also, they do the maintenance for the meters downtown and in Broad Ripple.
Got a government contract.
Not,
that's smart.
Not the, they don't collect the money. They just fix
the broken ones.
Fix the broken ones.
Okay.
Tell them to stop that.
And you worked better for that company prior to this?
7 years I worked for them.
And at some point this evening, you mentioned military?
Yes. I was in the Marine Corps prior to working for them.
Nice.
For 4 years.
Thank you.
I had a feeling you were tough. That's why you're killing bugs. Semper Fi, right? That's what they say?
Yes.
Does that mean
always faithful?
Does that, like in English, mean killing bugs?
I don't know.
Semper Fidelis is Latin. We're always faithful.
Oh, I have lots of friends that are Marines. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Marines are the badass of all of the military.
That's true.
Yep. That they are.
I've chosen male-dominated professions all my life.
Yeah.
But look, not on purpose, but
you're out there kicking bug ass every day.
Yeah, you are. I mean, at some point in your life prior to 2017, like, you ever tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to make my living killing bugs.
No, I did not tell myself that. I didn't even know mosquito control was a thing until Tim heard it on the radio, heard an advertisement for the franchise opportunity on the radio. And he had actually just gotten eaten alive, like very recently, like the day before or something like that.
Hey, you're doing this.
We need this. So, yeah, he's like, we should look into this. And so we hopped on a call with them, and their culture really at the time really resonated with me. And actually the guy that sold me on it, who worked for them in sales, he's now our interim CEO and great guy. But I just liked the culture. They had a very Dave Ramsey faith-based culture, like mom and pop type. And that's where I came from.
Never mind. We already answered that question. When your family goes camping or out to the ball field or whatever, and oftentimes people grab a can of Off or, you know, some sort of bug repellent. What do you all take with you?
So we're...
I know the answer. Her.
She's got this strap.
I picture this, like, I see them come here and they're all covered up. And I picture her with, like, Rambo hair. And, like, a green bandana.
Oh, this is great, yeah.
Holding, like...
It's probably a pink bandana.
A 50 cal, like, bug killer.
Oh, this is great.
I can't pick up a 50 cal.
She holds it with one hand and just goes, bug killer, bug killer, bug killer. And like, they're all dead. That's what I picture.
Or, actually we have the thermocell system that I was talking about. We haven't employed it yet, but we're going to set it up this because we have a camper too.
Okay.
So we're going to set it up for ourselves and use it. But quite honestly, we were using DEET, like the Off, and I hated it. I still hate it because you spray it on and you have to take a shower before you go.
Yeah,
to bed.
It does not smell good.
No. And it's the treatment that we use is more mild than DEET. If that tells you anything. And
do you ever think about spraying yourself down with that stuff?
I haven't, but they used it for farmers used to use it for flea and tick prevention for puppies. They used to dip puppies.
Oh, what the dip from puppies. Roger Rabbit.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Well, that's
it's very mild. It's specific to like the dilution rate that we use is specific to mosquitoes.
Kills bugs, not people or dogs.
Or beet. Like, so we were careful not to spray flowers and because, you know, pollinators are vital. Pollinators are important.
Not vital.
The butterflies. So.
Out of Brad's house.
Yeah.
All right,
so,
Brad.
No, I don't hate all bugs because I do love honeybees. All
right. Yeah, I guess I don't mind though. I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Sure, there's lots of bees somewhere.
Do you have any other questions for Nancy? That we have not hit on.
I don't. I think I have. I mean, I love the service. already, and I'm.
Why did you originally want to sign on to the service?
I don't like bugs. My wife is. I don't get bit by mosquitoes. Basically, they fly near me. They smell the alcohol content, and they know they'll die. They don't bite me, and they leave. But my wife, she's the one that gets ate up. Like just.
Well, ate she's up. Sweet.
She's sweet. You're not. She's a wonderful person, and I'm not. I'm the ugly, rotten core.
And you've gotten our Barry 360, but you're not a regular.
Correct.
You need to be a regular.
He's a tight ass.
That's honestly probably it. Yeah, honestly, you probably need to talk to the other person at my house about it. Cause...
Here's what you do. Set a fan up by the neighbors that blows all the mosquitoes into their yard.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then, boom, he'll be a monthly customer.
My neighbor has a guy named Joe that does their yard.
What's he, a guy running around the fly swatter?
Nah, that's a business.
Okay.
Our competitor.
Yeah. There's competitor?
I didn't want to bring that up. But
there is a wide, the mosquito control space has gotten so many competitors in the last 5 to 6 years because people love the service.
Yeah.
So then it becomes like, are you going to price shop, right?
Yeah.
We're not the cheapest.
To the best.
Nor will we ever be, because I believe in paying my guys and sometimes gals a very good wage for what sure. they do. It is a very hard job.
Yeah.
Carrying around a 65-pound pack around somebody's yard 12 poison. To 15 times.
Poison.
Not the humans necessarily, but poison.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to wear the proper out there. PPE.
Yeah.
We properly license all of our technicians.
And I'm sure there's people who don't. Yeah.
I know.
I'm not sure Joe is.
I know, because I have hired people that have worked for those other companies, and they knew that not everyone was licensed.
Right.
So, yeah.
Do you, this is another product question. I know there's a product that if you have a lot of geese in your area and they're protected, we can't hurt the geese because they're wonderful. They
what do. If they're Canadian?
They're Canadians. They're really nice. Those Canadian geese are really nice.
Well,
Canadians
are killing the golf course behind
me. Do you spray the stuff on the grass that makes the geese see
I
the
have
grass?
I've not gotten not into any of the wildlife.
That's the wildlife yet. Part.
Okay.
I haven't gotten into that.
They're in the bird category.
They spray it on the grass, and because of the way geese's eyes are, they see the color of the grass, and if they eat it, it makes them sick, so they won't get in your yard.
That's one way. They also you can also get a permit to go bomb the nest and destroy the eggs.
Hmm. What do you mean by bomb a nest?
Well, just like set off a little,
A little smoke, a little boy. That's not the goose sound. That's the duck sound.
That was kind of funny.
What is a goose? Is it hissing?
That's really just a honk. Oh no, they hiss. Yeah, they do. They did not like you. Hitting.
I got bit on the cheek when I was like 5 years old by a Canadian goose.
Bro,
goose.
They're Canadian.
Absolutely.
We say Canadian on the show.
Is it though? Because I've been corrected to say like, no, it's Canada goose, not Canadian. And I really don't know.
I would look at them and go, huh? If a goose is from Canada, it's Canadian.
Actually, I think it was my mom that
Canadian?
Corrected me.
Okay. You know how they came up with spelling that? How they came up with the name of Canada. Do you know about it?
No. Tell us.
So they were sitting around a campfire, and they were drinking.
Oh, no.
One of the Canadians is like, hey, we should name this place, eh? And the other hosier said, hey, that's a Bob and Doug McKenzie throwback there. Anyway, how about C-A-N-A-D-A?
I hit a goose with a golf ball. Not at all on purpose. It was an absolutely terrible shot. No. Like, talk about rally. I hit this low sting golf ball, and it just drilled this goose in the ribs. And he just waddled his way into the pond and swam away with the rest of the geese. And I'm like, he's in the pond right now going, I'm okay. Just leave me alone. It's fine. It's going to be fine.
They remember faces.
Yeah. Well, he keeps coming back. He's dive bombing me when I'm on the golf course.
Oh, he's going to.
it's Terry. All right. We're going to wrap this up. Nancy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Let me drink my shroom.
You're welcome.
No worries.
Brad, once again, thanks for hosting this wonderful podcast.
Easy to do.
And feel free to shop Sun King and any of the other brands that we have here. What's that one?
Partida.
Partita. All right. Hit that up at your local Total Wine and More or wherever you get
whatever it is.
Go to Partita.com.
Back when Partita. I did drink, I liked going down all the aisles.
All right. All right.
Total Wine's like Toys R Us for old people.
For real. Sam's Club for old people. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Real Estate Makes Us Drink. Cheers.